March 8, 2023, this program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Assalamu alaikum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Warafuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talk, go online to www.blogtalkradio.drmirajspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the ones that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua, and then we will continue where we left off last Thursday. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihil kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. The Quran Surah 2 Ayat 223, women is man's pillar. The Quran Surah 57 Ayat 21, garden the width of the sky and the earth. Whatever man creates is the creation of God also. That is what is of lasting value, comes from God's creation. God's creation is the universe and everything contained in it, including man. The great and the most high creator created man as a thinker for man to engage creation. The study of man's development as a thinker or a philosopher or a scientist on the one hand, and as a human community on the other hand, presents man's interaction showing the two concerns working together as mates to address relevancy of a timeless nature in the history of the community development for civilized society. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he created for man's mate of the same nature in one reference, that is, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says also that man's female counterpart is man's tillet. A tillet is an area to be cultivated or an area under cultivation. And another Quranic reference, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, says the size of the garden created for man to engage with his heart and with his intelligence is as the size or expanse of the skies and the earth. The universe, everything, relevancy, many critics of religion, and especially scripture, Bible, and Quran, they say that the thing that people built their life on in religion and what was revealed or what came to them through their prophets who received revelation has little or no relevancy now in this modern time or in the world. Relevancy means importing meaning. So the relevancy for man in times past, present, and in the future is understood by recalling how progress for the nation and recorded history and explained as a result of resourceful earth and universe engaged by human hearts and the human brain. This is what we learn from history of man and his role in the universe or in the material world. The Quran Surah 2, Ayah 24, 6, 6, 6, fuel, men, and stone. So man should put so much importance on his rational ability to the point that he forgets something stronger. Fire burns up his rational ability. Greeks and Romans were destroyed by the fires of their emotions. The cultural environment became so filled with emotion that they became romantic. The process goes from rationalism to romanticism. So this is the trend in man's intellectual experience. He comes into a period of rational life. They set up as rigid like a stone, no sensitivity. So when man comes up out of the crude nature, when nature evolves, the man in his first contact with logic is not a stony one, not arrogant. He is humble. But in time, he becomes arrogant and says, I'm the God evolved out of the matter. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 24, we see it grows on earth, the pattern of its development. It was a seed, and certain kinds of plants reveal its very seed. People begin to identify their academic rational growth with the life of the land and identify their emotional makeup with the life of the sea, fish. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 24, fear, fuel, fire, men, and stone. And he also says, Wataka Nira. Wataka Nira, and also fear or have this consciousness for hellfire. El Nira, hellfire. So you know we have to be conscious of God. The highest idea for us to conceive and the greatest good for us to conceive, but also fire. And I used to wonder why God says have this taqwa for a fire. The hellfire is good fire. If it is not designed for sinners, it is not used for sinners. See, the same fire that we'll use to cook the food, with that also will cook a sinner. It will cook sin out of a sinner. So it is not the fire itself that's bad. It is the purpose for which it has been kindled. If it's been kindled to cook sinners, then that's bad fire. Hell and Satan have an ending. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 24, fear the fire, fuel is men and stone. Revelation 20:10, hell delivered the dead. So fire burns man, stone, and Satan. That is the Satan, he deserved to be killed, and he is dying. He's struggling to stay here, but he is going to go. If there is going to come an end to hell, there must going to come an ear to Satan, and the Bible and the Quran tells you that there is going to be a time when hell is going to be done away with, when hell gives up the dead. It has no more job. And Bible says hell is going to give up the dead. And Satan is going to be done away with. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Satan? There is coming a fire that you are not in control of. And the fire that is coming, it burns up men and stone. So hard stone, the Jemarat, the stone of Satan. Before God's truth, what is Satan? A stone. You stone him, don't you, on Hajj. It means that he is a stone. He has no life to respond to. He does not respond at all. He is just like a stone that can't respond at all. He becomes dead like a stone, coarse, rough, immovable. You can't move feelings in a stone. It's just solid. It defies. It will break before it responds to touch or something. That is the Satan. So that is why the Quran says, or I should say hence, God revealed that the Satan will be burnt up in the fire. He's a stone. The fire is not only just for man. It is for men and stones, the hellfire. What else is it saying to Satan? Believe me, Satan hears. It is saying you build a world that can burn up the souls of the people, or burn the souls of the people, burn their life out of them, burn their life up. But God has the power to create a fire much bigger and much stronger than yours. It will also burn you up. Pardon me. Satan is not going to create the fire that will burn him up. So he's like a stone. He walks through the fire, and he comes out, he might be smoking a little bit, but that is all. His form is not burnt up. He can walk and live in the fire and survive the fire that he makes for others because he has become stone. Tells him, you think that you are safe from fire, from your fire yet. But God is going to bring about a fire that is going to burn up not only men, but also stones. For the devil and all of his followers, the devil is used in the singular and plural in both the Bible and Quran. Shayatin, shayatin is the plural word form for Satan. Taqwa, the Quran Surah 2, Ayah 24. Fear the fire, fuel is men and stone. So taqwa is a sacred respect for Allah, family. What is taqwa? According to the language of Quran, when we see its meaning in English, it is sacred respect, translated regard, reference, sacred respect for God. Firstly, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is for close family ties. Secondly, God says in his holy book, revealed as the last book to Muhammad the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, family has first priorities in the book of God. How do we understand that when I say God was the first priority, that is because God obligates you to have the family as number one priority in your life. God ordered that. Where did that command come from? It comes from God. So if you obey, if you are also obeying the first priority, you are respecting the first priority, and that is to have God as your first priority. Since God is the Muslim priority, and God says in his book, family has first rights. That is the exact meaning or translation. So this is talking about community life, isn't it? It is not talking about heaven or at God's throne, no. It is talking about in the man's community, in man's life, as a community or on this work or on this with people, living and having to work with people. Community situation, family has first rights. And isn't that how man's world started? Man went out and became a producer, productive, a worker to take care of his family. So that is the way that the history of man as a worker or as an industrial person, God is telling us just that. To understand your life, you should know how you got started on this earth. Family has first rights. Taqwa, behavior, is a sacred priority. Following the most important priority in daily life of Muslims as a member or priority, and we mentioned taqwa, we have to have taqwa for God. We have taqwa for the close family ties, and we have taqwa for our behavior. But understand, we are not immediately made to see behavior as this sacred priority. We are not immediately made to see that. The expression in the Quran is given in these Arabic words, At-Taqwa. At-Taqwa in English, it is respect, hellfire. If we take it to mean fire literally, every living thing by nature respects fire. Fire has such an important part in progressing family life, tribal life, and community life that some men made the mistake of thinking that the son of fire as God. The Quran Surah 2, Ayah 25, we had this before. The Quran Surah 7, Ayah 23, earth created you from it, and you will return. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that he has made the earth a place for you to be gathered. From it he brought you. To it he returned you. He promised that he will raise you up again from it. It is in the Quran, but it is also in other scriptures. The Quran, in the line of communication or revelation, God said, there is this earth. You will find the fulfillment of all of your aspirations. There you will find the answer to the fulfillment of all your aspirations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't create us to aspire for something outside of the reality of this creation that he made. If you want to become alienated from his creation, from his plan and his reality that he made for our reality, this flesh body, you are losing yourself, and you will never find your own self. You will be lost from even your own self. But if you want to find all of your hopes for the fulfillment of your life inside of this realm or inside of this context that we call the objective world, earth, etc., you are on the right track, and you will grow and grow in more achievements and in more happiness. We had this before in the original fitra. We had this before. Hence, Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, said, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed it, when they are brought to consciousness in the world, to them, the world after they will say, this resembles what we had before, and that is your nature, isn't it, the original fitra? My fitra doesn't want something different from the wife I have now. If I am going to have a wife, give me her. That is my choice now. Do you think if I die now, I'm going to change my choice? Dead? You don't make change choices dead. So if I'm going to have one in heaven, paradise, I got my choice already. And if God fulfills my dream or my hopes, and I expect to see her or something looking just like her in paradise, and that goes for all of my other aspirations, I desire to be free from this perishable body. I desire to be free to praise God forever, free to serve him forever. I never want to stop serving him, so death is a sad note for my life. I don't want to stop. I want to serve him eternally. That is in my sitra. No one has to dream up an ideal plan for my life or an ideal world for me to live in. My nature speaks to me. My own nature as God created it speaks to me of the world that I want hereafter. Charity has a limited quota by government to control nations. The Quran Surah 77, ayah 25, we made the earth as a drawing place. God says, have you not made the earth or made the world sufficient to serve your needs in this life? The world serves our material needs, and there is enough. If you look at all the produce of the earth, farmers can produce and do produce, and how much is denied the trip to the market? By law, they can't take it to the market. How much is plowed under? How much is burnt up? How much is given in charity? There is a limit on how much they can give in charity for starving nations. Why? Because this is also an instrument that is in the hands of government to bring these nations more in line with what they want them to have as a nation, saying, no, you can't give too much. You can only get as much as they as allocated for you to get. So there are quotes, right? This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Dr. Maraj Sweeks Block Talk Radio. The Quran Surah 2, Ayah 28, die so you may live. Bones equal man comes up, believing in his own structure holds of his world. He has to die to himself. Man is a form pattern on universal principles, not that the external material reality should conform to his reality. Study the outer world and apply knowledge found in the outer world to man's situation. Baby birth is innocent, though the parents may be criminal. The Quran Surah 2, Ayah 28. He gives you life again after death. Bukhari, page 2, 440, every child born Muslim. This is the beauty of life, giving life from the dead. And God says he is the one who made you, bring you out of the dead and give you life, then return you again and give you another resurrection, another birth, and another growth. The baby that's born today, this minute, this second from its mother, nothing gave it the life but the Creator, God, that designed life to be that way. And that baby has been given a good life, not a bad life. The baby is not born a criminal. The father could have been criminal. The father and the mother, both, could have been criminal. Doesn't mean that the baby is going to be born criminal. The baby is not going to be born bad because the parents were bad. The baby comes here good, always a fresh page for life, ready to have its own record from a clear slate. Isn't that a wonderful God? And if we care for that baby with our human concerns, for it, mothers or whatever the parent may be, that taking care of that baby is going to have a beautiful growth, beautiful life, most likely, unless something gets from the bad influences of the world. This baby will have a beautiful life. The Quran Surah 2, Ayah 30, I am going to place a khalifa in earth. The Quran Surah 27, Ayah 62, he makes you inheritors. Genesis 1, 26, man have dominion. Make a man with rule over air, land, water, everything, sea, and the world that is before man to be conquered. Giving this challenge man's intellect and morality, God would see if the moral strength of man could survive the test of conquering the land, power, and wealth. As a human, you have greater freedom of movement than any other creature. You can master your flesh, which responds to you, and follow. God is going to put a khalifa in the earth. The earth had plants, animals, people, but God decided to put a ruler by opening up the mind of the man. But man, on his own intuitive, is able to increase his knowledge, gives him so much. God gives him so much. But God also gives him a mental makeup that can increase his knowledge if he applies it. This application of knowledge is what brings about the problem. He fails to see that although he is free to increase his knowledge, his increase is still the reward to him of the Creator God. The Quran Surah 2, Ayah 30, I will place a khalifa on earth. So the role of khalifa is not what the man confused it with, this man who wrote the book Understanding Al-Islam. The role of khalifa is not that role. The role of khalifa is a human role. Don't confuse our religion with other religions. The khalifa in Al-Islam, he is not Peter. He is not Christ Jesus. He is not God manifest. The khalifa in Al-Islam is human being manifest. It is not to all the revealing or the manifestation of the deity. It is a manifestation of the hidden potential of human being that God brings that potential out until it reaches its fullness, flowers into full bloom and full potential, and it is the Khalifa, the one that God says should be his custodian, his trustee on earth. He is not a spook. He is not spirit. He is not God. He is a human being. Haven't you been told that a very precious idea in the USA is the sacredness of the individual person, the autonomy? It means Khalifa. A person should be accountable to himself for his own behavior. He should be able to take into his hands the focus of his own circumstances and with faith in God chart his own course, future pleasing to God. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30, Khalifa. Bukhari, page 4, 429. Page 5, 277, Seven Heavens Prophet. 1 Corinthians 15:45, Adam first man living soul, last quickening spirit. So then Jesus, who is called in scripture the second Adam, in the hadith of the ascension of the prophet by night, the visit of Prophet Muhammad by night, we find that Adam is on the first level. Jesus Christ is on the second level. Wouldn't that be consistent with what the Christians say then, that the first Adam and the second Adam represents a rational being? He wasn't a baby. He was a man. The book doesn't say that God created Adam a baby, and he grows to be a man. God created Adam a man. So Adam doesn't represent a fig. Adam represents man's rational mind, but with a social responsibility, social responsibility. Jesus, he was sent to quicken the mind, to shock the mind to start thinking in that direction. It says that the first Adam was a living soul. The second Adam is a quickening spirit. Jesus, beyond a shadow of a doubt, is the Christian language or terminology, the first Adam. Certainly he did, but that was not his role. His role was not to quicken rational thought. Rational thought was natural in Adam's time. He didn't have to quicken it. It was the living. All he had to do was to be an influence on the people to take charge of their environment and build a world livable for human beings. That was the challenge before Adam. The second Adam and his mission to quicken the rational life, the first man Adam represents a life to live rational mind. The second Adam that Jesus typified represents a rational mind that has the ability to quicken the rational progress or rational ability in the other lives, mind. Oh, you mean to tell me that Adam didn't have the ability to quicken the ability in the mind of other people? Second Adam. But the challenge before God, the second Adam, is a world that had been deceived, a world that has been made superstitious, ritualistic, and irrational. And he had to quicken it again. Quicken means to awaken, to start. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30, Khalifa. It's the manifestation of the hidden potential of the human being that God brings that potential out until it reaches its fullness and flowers in full bloom and in full potential, and it is the Khalifa, the one that God says should be his custodian. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30, I'm going to place a Khalifa in the earth. Allah says in this Quran that he made Adam a Khalifa. What is a Khalifa? Ruler in the earth, custodian for God in the creation. One with the potential to look out after the welfare of not only himself, but the created things that God has made. One who is capable and who has the potential to be keeper, the watchman, the safekeeper, the superintendent, or the supervisor in the creation. One with the potential to go and explore the mysteries of his environment and bring out the hidden things and be an instrument for improving upon that Allah made, not as an independent, but as a servant of his God, as a khalifa. Do you know what khalifa means? Evolution. It comes from a word that means behind, not in front, behind. So God made the world, rested the world. He rested the world in what sense? He rested it in the evolution, the process of evolution. He evolved the world and rested it, evolved evolution or rested its growth. So you who are not acquainted with this kind of language, you will understand everything grows in its fullness and then rest. We find that some things grow to their fullness and they get a new life, a new challenge to their survival, brings out power for adaptation, and they begin to come into a new life to suit the new challenge. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC. Imam Dr. Maraj speaks, Block Talk Radio. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30, will you put something to shed blood? Blood letting out of the sacred knowledge that keeps the life of the body of the people, like blood keeps the life of the human body. What are you going to create, a charitable nut to spill blood for life of the world? The Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30, I'm going to place a khalifa in the earth. Was made to be custodian, caretaker, ruler, acting as an attendant, attending the matter that God has ordered. Made earth a resting place for us, for our groping together and our sojourn here in this earth. Is where we pursue our goals. Adam wasn't rejected. Iblis was rejected. The true leader, the Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30, I will place the khalifa in the earth. So the purpose of your khutbah should be to bring important matters to the conscience of your congregation, to alert the conscience. That is what keeps civilization, human society alive. Alerting the conscience. Many leaders are afraid to alert the conscience of the people because they have become demagogues. They have become tyrants. They have become people like that, and they have no courage to lead people. They only have courage, I would say, a desire, the need to have people with them. Anytime that we see that, We feel that we have to have people with us. We should step out of leadership. We are not fit for leadership. You don't have to have people with you. The demand is to have people with conscience, with a conscience, behavior as befitting the human excellence, and not disrespecting themselves, to not debase themselves, to not shame the dignity of their personal work, to live up to the measures of man that God created, to keep them with a conscience. That is the thing that is important. The true leader in Al-Islam is not just one who goes out in front, but he also is one who stands behind. So when I lead the prayer, as an imam, I stand before them. I lead it. But when I finish the prayers of the congregation, I go and do my personal prayers. I go behind. I shouldn't even try to stand on the front line. I should go to the congregation, put myself into the congregation to let them know that though I perform in this office, I am one of you. So he comes away from his leadership post and joins the body, the congregation. There he performs his private prayers in his private life. He is no more than one of them, but he performs the duty out of obligation, out of a sense of obligation to perform the duty. And the moment he allows that office to infiltrate his soul and become a passion of his heart, he is finished as a leader. Khalifa Mini. The Quran, Surah 27, Ayah 62. God made you mankind inherit the Khalifa. There are many people who don't have the real leader is the Khalifa. I love to be called Khalifa. All of us are Khalifas. God says, I made you Khalifas in the earth. All of us are Khalifas. Some are bigger than others, but all of us are Khalifas. So when we argue, when we agree in God's purpose, we see as collective group, which represents the Khalifa, praise be to Allah. Khalifa means one who comes behind. He comes behind to alert the people, to tell the people what they miss. Some men are leaders. They just want to lead you into your wants. They want to help you get the things you want. They forget that you also need to catch up with the things that you miss. And we missed a lot in this last 10 years. We need to go back, catch up with those things that we miss. Isn't it great that the true leader must have foresight and hindsight? The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30, I'm going to place a Khalifa in earth. Genesis 1, 26, 7, let us make man. God says, I am going to place in the earth a Khalifa, ruler, custodian, caretaker. And Jesus said, I am the caretaker, but not the owner. The owner is my Father. So we rule by grace, because God is always the ruler, one who inherits the rule because of what God has established in his nature, in his original creation. The rule given as a trust is for the original man, for the one who has that predisposition, character, spirit, that orientation in his soul that God created him and with and created him for. Look how God speaks to the angels by saying, I am going to create, make. Make means start something towards its completion. Destiny, sustained, intended form. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC. Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks, Block Talk Radio. So Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30, I'm going to place a Khalifa in the earth. The first man, Adam, God told the angels, and they became disturbed because the creatures was going to exercise free will. Whereas the angels don't exercise free will, they ask about frightening possibilities. They are going to be killing and bloodshed, etc. God told them he was the knower and not them. And the angels submitted. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30, I will place the Khalifa in the earth. 40 Hadith, page 64, Ayah 17, excellent in everything. So we are to understand as Muslims that he is saying he is going to create an intellect, an intelligent, responsible human person. Attention first on the intellect. The wound of the birth for the human creation is the motivation to excellence in our nature that we born with. We are born with a motivation to excellence. So this motivation to excellence is in everything. Not just us, but every life has that motivation to excellence. Every life begins from simple form to less simple form, from more dependent form to less dependent form, from less attractive form to more attractive form. So we find that all life, not just our life, all life is born to grow and progress from lesser to greater, from inferior to better, from dependency to less dependency. So this is the trend that sets in all life. The human being, because of our freedom to choose, our special intellect that we have, special mind that we have, we benefit the most. But as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we are also subject to suffer the most or to be degraded the most because of this same freedom, this same independence that we have, the limited freedom of choice. Because if we are taken from the direction in our life, we can become regressive. And we can cause our brain, the same intelligence, the same freedom of thought, the freedom of mind, freedom of spirit and everything that we have that is intended to better us, to better our condition, to guide us and to bring us into better situations, will do the reverse if we break with that tendency or with that natural line for excellence in our nature. Aim for excellence, the principle for empowering the intellect, dear people, believers, whether academic or speak-wise, religious or secular, political or anti-government, flamboyant or moderate. We all aim for recognition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that we have certainly formed a creation and created the human in the best mold. Now, you who work in some of these factories that I have, you know what the mold is. They make a mold, and the mold allows them to make many copies. One mold, many likenesses. So we are told in the Quran that we were created from one human person, one nafs, one person, one soul. From that model, from that mold, many likenesses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to me, approve of my self-worth. I have a need to have a comfortable self-worth, to feel good about myself as a creature of value, a creature of some worth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala approves of me, wanting that when he says to me, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to each one of us, the revelation that he created us in the best mold or image, created us in the best image, mold or image. The Quran Surah 2, Ayat 30, I will place a Khalifa in the earth. The Quran Surah 62, he makes you all khalifas in the earth. So what is this khalifa? Khalifa is a word that's feminine, grammatically speaking. It's not masculine, it's feminine. God says, I am making in the earth a khalifa. So the meaning of khalifa is a ruler, but what kind of ruler? The kind of ruler that God wants, a ruler that's fair and just, a ruler that allows every person in the room the freedom that God intended for them. He doesn't have time to go into it and explain it thoroughly. I'm just rushing. That's a khalifa. But what does this word suggest? The word literally means something that has to do with being behind us. It has to do with the rear. So this is, and this is when I turn around, that's behind in the rear. So this word has to do with the rear. Adam is Khalifa. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 124 to Ayat 131, Abraham and Imam. Now, you know, God is also making a Khalifa to be an Imam, isn't he? He's going to be a leader. So the Prophet Abraham is not called a Khalifa. He is identified as an Imam for all people. God made him an Imam for all people, a leader for all people. But the way the language comes in the scripture, we understand that Adam is identified as a Khalifa, not an Imam. Now, Adam has a proper name, doesn't he? God said, I am making in the earth a Khalifa. And we understand that to mean Adam, because Adam was what he made. But he did not name this creation Khalifa. He named this creation Adam. So Adam then is in the man he made, but the real significance of Adam's creation is the Khalifa he made. Are you following me? The real significance, the real importance of this Adam he made is the Khalifa he made. So Khalifa, properties of matter. He created a person, a human person, a man with the priority of Khalifa. I'm talking here in terms of psyche, the property of matter. That's a property there, a property of his creation, the natural property that naturally belongs to his creation that came with him when he was created Khalifa, created with Khalifa properties. Then he created Adam with this Khalifa property. And that was the most important thing when he created Adam. Then he made all of the children of Adam one pattern. Of Adam from one pattern, now were all the children of Adam made from the Adam pattern or from the Khalifa pattern. Since the Khalifa of Adam was the real reason for Adam's creation, then he made all of the children from the Khalifa pattern, from the Khalifa entity, the Khalifa properties and Adam. Well, aren't we the children of Adam? Yes. Adam is our father. He had that property, just like our fathers today. They are human beings, just like we are, but we don't just want to inherit the human identity. We want to inherit the special qualities, special properties, the special pattern that our fathers had. We want to inherit the excellence of our fathers, the inherent excellence of our fathers. We want to inherit that, not just to be human. We want to inherit the best utility that within our fathers. Is that not correct? The Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 144. Wherever you are, turn direction of Kaaba, orientation and prayer, or a direction for pilgrimage. But is it also a central focus for preserving our unity, for keeping us all together? Why? Because when we are looking there, we are looking at a symbol of the inherent excellence God created in all of us. All of us have that common excellence. It is a symbol of our common excellence, even the common excellence of the sisters. Mecca sisters can pray anywhere. How do we know that when we go to make pilgrimage? The sister does not wait for the brother to lead her in prayer, and she does not look to see if she's behind a brother when she prays. He doesn't have to stand behind the brother and where she wants, whatever space she finds, just like us. The sisters is equal with us during the hard ritual. She's equal to us, especially at the Kaaba site. So I'm saying this to again get support for my position that the Khalifa property is female and male. It is our common excellence. We are orientated towards it. God says, and God says, if we will be all orientated toward that, wherever we are scattered. Now, don't think that God means just physically scattered. He means that if others' interests take us away from our unity, the interest that can bring us back to the unity, he wants that interest in the common excellence of all people. The Quran Surah 2, Ayah 30, I am going to place a Khalifa in the earth. The Quran Surah 27, Ayah 62, made you mankind inherit a Khalifa. The Quran Surah 48, 2, Ayah 38, command order by mutual consultation. So man in the role and the authority of power that God plans for him or intended for him is depicted or pictured, given in concept as Khalifa. Khalifa, now God says in the Quran that he made not one but many, made us, whether we qualify for it or not. He made us Khalifa. The plural is used Khalifa, not just one, Khalifa many. Yes. So there were nobody called Khalifa in the time of the prophet. After him, believers got together and they decided to do a psychological thing. We have lost him. So our ruler has to be big or the people will not pay attention to him. We need a big office that will at least be so magnified in the eyes of the people that they will give him respect, because the prophet was magnified so much in our eyes. Just a preacher, an imam, or a leader, that won't do it. He has to have the bigger title. So they went and they did a little studying and research, and they came up with the justification to call their leaders the Khalifa. But believe me, the only Khalifa we had since the passing of our prophet, the only Khalifa we had was Muhammad the prophet. Here, after the passing of the prophet, Khalifas, rulers betrayed, assassinated, one behind the other, their life not long lived with the people, except for one. And really, his wasn't too very, very long. That is a sign to me. It is a sign that we should study this office of Khalifa. But don't you know that Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, if he had seen any one single one of his companions reminding him or bringing to his mind the idea that this person is in his behavior or in his ability, Khalifa, don't you know he would have called some of them Khalifa Omar, Khalifa Abu Bakr? He never called any of them Khalifas. Why? Because Khalifa is not to be worn by any single one person. Khalifa is all of our titles. Khalifa is all of our titles. And if you get a person who qualifies to lead us in that role to be that kind of person, we should never call that person himself singular, by himself Khalifa, unless we are doing it as I am doing it now. We are saying that God created us all to be Khalifas. And here is a person here who indicates to us in his person that he has grown into the dimension of Khalifa. He has the qualities, the dimension of Khalifa. He has measured up the dimension of Khalifa. To them, to make that a title, no. Because when we make it a title, it is just like calling your leader the king or the prince or the high priest. It's the same as doing that. You're going to separate him from the people. So he is a Khalifa, so we worship him. Amir, not Khalifa. It is a mistake that they call their rulers the Khalifa. If they had continued to call their rulers Amiras, because that is a title we have justification for from Quran, from the life of the Prophet, where is the justification from the Quran? God says to us an order by what has been revealed, command order, Amira. And God says to us, order upon the principle of shura, mutual consultation, meeting of the minds, the mutual meeting of the best minds discussing the matter and coming up with a consensus, a judgment. They all support, right? So that's what God says to do. Amira, upon that, and the prophet says, no matter how small the task is, if it involves more than one person, choose you an Amira. So Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30, will you make one who will make bloodshed? So he gave us something of his spirit. Okay. And he said, get down from here into the earth, right? And he formed the man from the earth, right? And the Quran says that, and he brought them out of the earth. And to the earth, they must return. And it says your creation is like the plant, meaning that you start from nothing but a germ-like, a seed in the earth, germinates, unfolds, and to a symmetry, right? Yes, that's what God is telling us. Now, then he created us like a plant, so we were with God in his will, and God saw us, and God showed us to the angels. The angels didn't see Adam until God showed Adam to the angels. They didn't see God. Who is that up here with us? Man, no form. So we had no form to be seen by us, nor angels until we were formed in the earth, right? So what was the base or the foundation for our coming into being? Earth, material. First spirit from earth. Where did we get our first spirit? The human spirit from earth. That's why the angels was afraid. Thing going to come up out of the material, dead God, that stuff is going to be bloodshed and trouble, etc. So God said, wait until I breathe into him of my spirit. So now what is the inclusion of my discussion that I just made? The conclusion is don't underestimate our material basis. Ain't no life without material basis. You may think you don't have material basis, but if you ever wake up with your senses, something is going to tell you, get down from here. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30, make Khalifa equals ruler, intellect, pardon me, ruler. Make Khalifa ruler, and it equals intellect. But I won't say God was saying he's creating a human intellect, not a black man, not a white man. Not necessarily a man, but the human intellect could be man and woman, or woman and man. He is creating the human intellect. God was saying he's going to create the human intellect. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30, make Khalifa, ruler, equals intellect. Come from a word or has in its root meaning going back to origin or Qibla. As I just said, mean the same thing. Turning toward that was first, that began everything. Scientific every person is. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30 to 34, make ruler tell them their names. Curiosity, when the brain turns on, when the intellectual curiosity starts to fill the head, the mind that when we have production in the world, so we call this now scientific thinking, so we need inventors, scientific thinkers. So you must certainly do. And they got us thinking that the scientists are really a breed all to themselves, foreigners, alienated creatures, when all of us have been created to be scientists. You know, when God says he's created Adam, he is saying he created the scientists. He created the first scientist. Oh, where did you get that from? The angels were thinking the man that God was making was going to be a problem for God's system of creation, saying, God, what will you create other than something that we will cause bloodshed and confusion? God said to them, I know what you know not, meaning I'm creating an intellect that will be freed, Adam's father of man and science. Tubal, Jubal, father of Handel Hart organ. Tubal Cain instructed in brass and iron. So actually the first man represents that in all people in terms of what the intellect can do. The first man represents the establishment of the human being as an intellect, and the proof of that is in the Bible, is that God created Adam. Adam began to produce sons, and his sons became industrial leaders for the generations to follow. They produced ironworks, everything. They even produced music and instruments to play the music. So this is the Bible Genesis. So if the Bible tells us in Genesis that all of the scientists came from Adam, his generation produces all the scientists, so he is the father of not only mankind, Adam, according to the Genesis, but he is the father of industry and the sciences. Read it if you read it for yourself, you curious ones. The sleepers, stay with me. You're going to be woke up soon. Surely Allah speaks the truth. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. We will continue this tomorrow. Inshallah, it only means if it please God. We thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks, for allowing us to come before you once again. And we thank you, our honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us. And bless us with the light of understanding as I greet you in the Arabic language. As-salamu alaykum, peace be unto you. And thank you for listening.